Commissioners, has everybody voted? Please lock the board and announce the result.
28 yeas, 5 nays, Mr. Chair.
Motion is adopted as amended and the proposal is committed to Stalin Drafting Committee.
Proposal 39 is among 37 possible changes to the Florida Constitution through which the CRC is sifting. A co-sponsor is former State Senate President Don Gates of Niceville, who says if passed by voters in November, it would be the strongest state ethics rule in the nation.
5 years ago, a public integrity watchdog group labeled Florida the most corrupt state in the union. I'm not sure that's fair to Louisiana or Alabama or Illinois, where reunions of former governors have to be held during visiting hours.
P39 would ban the governor, state lawmakers, and the cabinet from lobbying state agencies and legislatures for 6 years after leaving office. In the past 5 years, the legislature has enacted 7 major ethics laws, which strengthen personal conduct standards in public office.
But if you read the reports of the last 2 statewide grand juries, the findings of the Florida Public Corruption Commission, or even recent media reports, you know that when it comes to ethics in government, Florida still has some things to be embarrassed about and plenty that we can do better.
That 6-year ban would replace the current 2-year and would also be extended to state agency heads and to grassroots office holders who have ad valorem or property taxing authority. It would prohibit them from being paid lobbyists while holding public office.
Proposal 39 draws a bright line. You can't serve in elected office voting on policies and appropriations that affect or involve other levels of government at the same time that you're being paid to appear before those other governments as a lobbyist for private interests.
Judges would also be banned from lobbying the legislature, state agencies, and the judicial branch for 6 years after leaving the bench, but they would be allowed to represent clients in court proceedings as practicing attorneys. The proposal also bans disproportionate benefits for office holders, their families, and their businesses.
We want farmers in the legislature to vote on agriculture bills. We want doctors and hospital executives in the legislature to shape health care policy. The proposal directs the Commission on Ethics to define disproportionate benefit and provides that penalties would be established in law.
Much of the debate came on an amendment that Commissioner Tom Lee, another former Senate president, successfully added on a 17-15 vote. It would ban governmental bodies from hiring lobbyists to influence the annual appropriations process in Tallahassee.
This amendment changes the effective date on the lobbying prohibition to December 31st, 2020, with no retroactivity, and moves the date by which the Commission on Ethics need to do its work to October 1st, 2019.
Action by the Constitutional Revision Commission, says member Don Gates, is the best path to a stronger ethical standard in Florida government.
That's not going to happen in the Florida legislature, not because we don't have great people, but because we have special interests who find it to be in their interest to maintain a lower ethical standard.
Other proposals gaining approval Monday include one which would close the so-called write-in loophole, which allows primary elections to be limited to a single party if there are write-in candidates. The CRC faces a May 10th deadline for its final decisions. At least 22 members of the commission must approve placing amendments before voters. Proposals ending up on the November 6th ballot will require support from at least 60% of the voters to be enacted. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.